Welcome to the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Cesspool radio program. As you might have detected from that song here at the top of the third hour, it is Confederate History Month here in the South and on this radio program. And you know, that's not something we made up. By the way, I'm your host, James Edwards. Eddie the Bombardier Miller joining me live tonight for the third and final hour of this, our broadcast for Saturday, April the 7th. Confederate History Month is not something that we made up. It is an official a month that is officially designated each year by several state governments in the South for the purpose of recognizing and honoring the glorious history of the Confederate States of America, 1861 to 1865. April has traditionally been chosen as Confederate Memorial Day falls during that month in many of these states. Confederate Memorial Day, also known as Confederate Decoration Day here in Tennessee and Confederate Heroes Day in Texas, is an official holiday in the South as a day to honor those who fought and died for the Confederate States of America. And of course, Eddie, it's great that in today's culturally Marxist climate that so many states still officially recognize the brave sons of the South who were outnumbered and outsupplied, but never outfought. Here at the Political Cesspool radio program, we certainly do our part on air to contribute to the festivities. During each live episode of the Political Cesspool aired during the month of April, of course, this is our first broadcast of the month, you can expect one full hour, our third hour, right here, right now, to be devoted to all things Southern. Old times there are not forgotten here in the Political Cesspool. In past years, and we've been doing this every year we've been on the air for 8 years now, we have had star-studded lineups during Confederate History Month featuring such notables as author Michael Andrew Grissom, who wrote Southern by the Grace of God and The Last Rebel Yell. And we've also had people like South Carolina Senator Glenn McConnell. Now, people may ask, you know, we are a nationally syndicated broadcast. We have a listening audience from all over the world. Why do we celebrate Confederate History Month each year on this show? Well, because it's who we are. It's what we are. We're proud and thankful to have people all over the world tune in, but we're Southerners, and we have a genuine pride in that heritage, a deep love and respect for those ancestors who fought to preserve the American way of life from 1861 to 1865. People say it was fought over slavery. Listen, slavery was going out all over the world. It ended peacefully everywhere else but right here. There was no reason for that war to be fought. The southern states had a constitutional right to secede from that union. Lincoln made that war happen. The South was right. We should never forget that the South was right. There is no shame to bear. In fact, I consider myself having won the genetic lottery for God to have allowed me to come into this world as a Southerner and to have been born and raised in the former Confederate state of Tennessee. This is a birthright of mine. It's something that I wouldn't trade for any amount of money. And it's an affirmation of pride that we should all share. As I have made mention of before here on this show, my great-grandfather's grandfather fought and died in service to the Confederate cavalry at the Battle of Shiloh, which Eddie was fought 151 years ago this week. As a child, my parents would frequently take me to visit my great-grandparents in Corinth, Mississippi, and I was lucky enough to have seen the actual blood-stained saddle that belonged to my heroic ancestors so many years prior. I was born 115 years after Lee's surrender at Appomattox, and I tell you that it's something deeply spiritual that comes over me when I hear Dixie being played, and we played the war version of Dixie at the top of this hour. And to this day, Eddie, I know you feel the same way. You also had Confederate ancestors. My eyes swell with emotion when I read of the gallant sacrifices of those brave men that they made in their attempts to stave off federal tyranny and oppression. It's perhaps the feeling that only a Southerner can truly know. That being said, we want you, ladies and gentlemen, listening to this show tonight and for all of this month, to join in our celebration of the South this April. Don't you dare miss a single live installment of our award-winning show this month as we pay tribute to our boys in gray each week right here exclusively on the Political Cesspool radio program. And be sure to make our website one of your daily reads, thepoliticalcesspool.org. We're going to have a special Confederate History Month series there on the website as well as the radio show. And Eddie, unfortunately, like Reverend Ted Pike, he is the only Christian that is, or the only Christian minister, I should say, certainly not the only Christian, as we are standing with him in his fight against ABC and GCB. But like Ted Pike, being the only Christian minister fighting in this battle, it seems as though we are the only radio program here in the South celebrating Southern history and heritage in this, our month designated to do just that. It's a shame, but it's an honor that we are proud to take upon by ourselves.
You know, James, everything you said is true. I couldn't have said it quite that well, but I tell you what, we are so proud to be from the South, to be Southern. You know, I'd like to mention it's a kind of, you know, I've heard that being Southern and, being a Confederate is kind of a state of mind. We have a lot of listeners in the North. We had one fella called in last week, you know, that gave us the tip on that we were talking about, this Trayvon guy. But, you know, he said we should have come up north, maybe to Ohio, and have a radio show or do a little show up there sometime. You know, we have a lot of listeners up north, James, that are very pro-South. You getting ready to go to a break now?
Yeah, let's break it in, and then when I come back, I'm coming right to you, my friend, and we're going to give the mic to Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who celebrated a birthday 2 days ago. He turned 65 years old. You can retire now, Eddie. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rainfly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are kicking off our annual tribute to Confederate History Month tonight. Each week during the month of April, which is, across the South, Confederate History and Heritage Month, we will be dedicating a full hour. It will be our third hour. Every show this month will be dedicated to the South, a celebration of Southern culture, a celebration of the heroes that we had who fought in the war for Southern independence. And listen, we're going to tell you about heroes you know. People like Nathan Bedford Forrest, we'll be talking about him tonight. We're going to talk about heroes perhaps you've never heard of before, like D.S. Job, a man who was captured. He was a Confederate scout. He was captured by the Union soldiers. He had his eyes gouged out and his tongue cut off. They were torturing him so he would reveal the location of the Confederate troops in that area. He was dragged to death by a horse after having his eyes gouged out and his tongue cut out, and he never gave away the position of his people. What happened to the country that used to produce men like that? And you ask me, am I going to celebrate Confederate history when I'm thinking about people like DeWitt Smith Job? You bet I am. Those are the kind of people that carved this nation from a wilderness, and we will always stand in fierce solidarity with people like that. And these are just a couple of examples of the many stories that we're going to bring your way during this month. Anyway, that being said, we certainly love our family, Eddie, our ancestors who have come and gone, people like D.S. Job, but certainly the family that we have here with us still, a very close-knit family, indeed, we have here at the Political Cesspool Radio Program. We genuinely enjoy each other's company. Like brothers, we eat together at least once a week in order to prepare for the forthcoming Saturday night program. We mark the birthdays, we mark the anniversaries and other special occasions that occur during the year. And ladies and gentlemen, as you know what I might be getting at here, that being said, is with great pride that I would like to wish at this moment a happy birthday, perhaps a happy belated birthday to my brother Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who turned 65 years old yesterday on Good Friday. Eddie turned 65, and he's, of course, been with this show as a co-host since 2006. So before we continue our salute to the South, Eddie, I want to salute you, my friend. Happy birthday, Eddie the Bombardier Miller.
Thank you so much, my son. And when I say son, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. This guy here, I truly love him. I'd give my life for him like I would a family member, because as far as I'm concerned, he is a family member. And James, if anything, he may have even understated how tight-knit the political cesspool crew is. You know, Winston Smith, Bill Rowland, Keith Alexander, Henry, you know, the list goes on. We're so tight. Nothing can separate us. I mean,
Art Frith,
yeah, the chief. And I hope the chief is listening tonight, because God knows we love the chief. Me and the chief had a lot in common. But, you know, James hit upon something. I know things about James I couldn't reveal for various reasons. I mean, I'm thinking about good things. The guy is just he's a tower. He's a man among men. Of course, he's got his faults like I do, like everybody else. But he said something. You know, being Southern, being Christian, that's who we are. Folks, there's no way we could ever turn our back on being a Christian and being a Southerner. In fact, I think being a true Southerner in the shadow of the Lee, of a Stonewall, of Jeb Stuart, those guys were giant Christians. Contrasting that to the North, you know, the North really has never been as Christian as the South. They still aren't.
Yeah, people like Sherman, who were burning man, woman, and child during his march to the South. And people say, and we've talked about this a lot, Eddie, certainly we've taken to task the apostasy that's arisen in the Christian church. Christianity didn't always used to be that way. You know, we're talking about where the Christians who were standing against GCB didn't always used to be that way. You had Christians, and I mean Christians like Robert E. Lee, people like Stonewall Jackson, and, you know, they were fighting for the right side in that war. Certainly you don't talk about the good Christian leaders of the North, people like Sherman and so on and so forth. But Eddie, you know, I want to turn it over to you, and because we have a lot of ground to cover here this hour, but we talk about the biographies of some of our Southern heroes during Confederate History Month. That's not to say that we don't have contemporary Southern heroes as well, people who are with us still to this day. People like you, Eddie, a man, again, celebrated a birthday yesterday. Born, you were in Clark County, Kentucky on April 6th, 1947. And like most of the staff here at TPC, you had ancestors, Eddie, who fought for the Confederacy, of whom you are very proud. You moved to Tennessee in 1952. You earned a master's degree in race relations from the mean streets of South Memphis. You followed in the footsteps of your Confederate forebears when you were drafted into the Army in 1969. You served 2 years active duty in Vietnam as a combat medic and 4 years as a specialist. Folks, we salute Eddie the Bombardier Miller tonight as a Southerner during Confederate History Month, but also as a political cesspool co-host who had a birthday just yesterday. But Eddie, one of the things in your bio that appears on our website that we'd like to accentuate certainly during this hour is the fact that you descend from Confederate blood and stock, as do the rest of us here. What's that mean to you?
Well, it means that I'm almost crying right now. That's what it means. It's, you know, you have to be Southern to understand it. To have stock, to have ancestors that fought and died for what they believed. You know, ladies and gentlemen, these people, you may say think they were wrong, but they laid their lives on the line. These Confederate soldiers laid their lives on the line. And, you know, just like nowadays with the Union Army invading all these countries all over the world, the same army invaded the South. We didn't invade the North. If I remember right, there was one Confederate soldier who was captured, and some of the Yankees asked him why they were fighting the Union so hard. Why were they fighting so hard? And he said, because you're here. You know, they were defending home and hearth, defending everything that they believed in, and they were right. They were absolutely right. You know, if we turn our back, James, on these Christian soldiers. Not every one of them were Christian, but they definitely believed in what they were fighting. If we turned our back on them, James, I know we would pay the price. Just like if we turned our back on Jesus Christ, in the end, we're going to be punished. You can go, and I'm not getting too religious here, but you can go to the Old Testament and you go to the New Testament, and every single time that people turn their back on God, every single time people turn their back on Jesus Christ, they paid the price. If we turn our back on our heritage, James, we're no better than dogs. If we go along with a politically correct rabble and jump on and pile on and make fun of people who are proud of being from the South, who have traditional Southern values. God knows there, you know, a lot of them have been destroyed, but we still have some. We still have them, and by God, we're not. We're going to maintain those values at this radio show with the political cesspool people. Each and every one of our co-hosts, we're going to keep them until the grave. By God, that's the way it is. We're never going to turn our back on our Confederate history, on our Confederate ancestors, and that's just the way it is.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we still have 30 minutes of the show forthcoming. When we come back, I'd intended to work it into this segment, but we didn't quite have the time. When we come back, we're going to play a clip from the film Gods and Generals, a film that stands alone among Hollywood movies in recent times as it portrays the South in an objective light. And we're going to play a clip from that coming back. Speaking of clips, ladies and gentlemen, and speaking of videos, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org tonight. Check out the blog entry entitled Happy Birthday to Eddie the Bombardier Miller, which features a clip that Eddie and I shot promoting the political cesspool at Graceland. In fact, it's the gates of Graceland. It's a video that we posted to YouTube. Another Southern boy. Elvis Presley, born in Mississippi. Certainly he was a Confederate, and his forebears were. But we're standing there at the gates of Graceland Mansion in Memphis. Check it out for yourself, James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller at Graceland. And when we come back, we're going to continue our tribute to the South tonight as Confederate History Month kicks off in the Political Cesspool Radio program. Stay tuned.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Are you looking for literature from authors who aren't ashamed of their European American heritage? Are you looking for books that don't shy away from the forbidden facts? You used to look all over the internet for these books, but you can now find them all at the same place, lighthouseliterature.com. Whether you're looking for rare classics from the great thinkers or the latest and most popular books from guys like me, Lighthouse Literature is your trusted source for the best books at the best prices. For a limited time, you can get my new book, Racism Schmacism, from Lighthouse Literature for only $10. When you make a purchase from www.lighthouseliterature.com, you're helping support dedicated real-world advocates and activists. So, what are you waiting for? Surf on over to lighthouseliterature.com, a bright light for the right.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cofcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people. Yeah,
we've been working hard, babe. To get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. We gotta
get out of this place. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. I want to shift gears now, and we're about to play a clip here from the film Gods and Generals. It's a movie that we actually worked with Warner Brothers last year to promote. The movie came out in 2003. It was re-released last year in commemoration of the 150th anniversary of the war between the states. Warner Brothers got in touch with me and asked if the Political Cesspool would help them promote the re-release of this film, since we are geared towards a Southern audience. And we did. And they milked us for all we was worth, and then they denounced us. But, you know, it was still... And, you know, listen, I had no illusions that Warner Brothers was not on our side, even when we were working with them. But I wanted to promote this movie because it is a good movie. And even a blind hog can find an acorn every once in a while. And Warner Brothers came out with a good one when they made Gods and Generals. And truly, anyone wishing to celebrate Confederate History Month this year should purchase the 2003 film Gods and Generals. It's among my all-time favorites, and it portrays the South in a very fair and objective light. Now, we're going to play a clip for you right now. It has it's a scene that depicts Lieutenant General Thomas J. Stonewall Jackson talking with one of his colonels. And Stonewall Jackson in this film was brilliantly played by Stephen Lang. And in this scene, in this clip, you'll hear him offer an eloquent defense of the Southern cause. Let's go to that clip right now from the movie Gods and Generals.
You'll excuse me, gentlemen.
Lieutenant Colonel Stewart reporting for duty, sir.
Colonel Stewart?
That's an impeccable hat, sir. Thank you, sir. Tell me, Colonel Stewart, use tobacco?
No, sir. Not in any form.
Neither do I. Find I like it too much.
Sit down. I understand from your record that you are West Point, class of 54.
Served since in the cavalry, Fort Clark, Texas. Operations against Apache, Comanche. Most impressive, you are Native Virginian.
Fought with Longstreet and Ewell, sir. Nasty business. Merciless climate. Glad to be home, sir. The Apache were defending their homes as we will be defending ours. If we fight as well as the Apache, I pity the Yankee invader.
General Stewart, if I had my way, we would show no quarter to the enemy. No more than the Redskins showed your troopers. The black flag, sir. If the North triumphs, it is not alone the destruction of our property. It is the prelude to anarchy, infidelity, the ultimate loss of free and responsible government on this continent. It is the triumph of commerce, the banks, factories. We should meet the federal invader on the outer verge of just and right defense and raise at once the black flag. No quarter to the violators of our homes and firesides. Our political leadership in Richmond is too timid to face the reality of this coming war. You should look to the Bible. It is full of such wars. Only the black flag will bring the North quickly to its senses, rapidly in the war.
Well, Colonel, one way or the other, the South will give them a warm reception.
You'll be in charge of the cavalry in the Harpers Ferry District. Your experience and your zeal will be invaluable.
Thank you, sir. And Colonel, know that I will tell my men always to gallop toward the enemy, but trot away. Trot.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite scenes from one of my favorite movies, and that was not... That was accurate. That was not just Hollywood flair. That was a taking from legitimate quotes and remarks made by Stonewall Jackson during his lifetime. Again, folks, if you've never seen the movie Gods and Generals, there's a reason we worked with Warner Brothers last year. It's because that movie is that good. You just heard a 2 minute and 44 second clip from the movie. Again, Stephen Lang playing Stonewall Jackson there. Eddie, as we listen to that, you tell the audience, as you listen to that clip, what did you think?
I tell you what, chills went up my spine, James. That clip was 100% accurate in its portrayal of the Bible and his portrayal of the banker's role in the war. The Bible is full of examples of the Israelites. When the Israelites were, kind of on God's side, they never did do what God wanted. But just to give one example back, the guy who Lang here in the statement he said about the black flag. If you know your Bible, if you remember, Saul, the very first king of Israel, was relieved of his command, so to speak, because he disobeyed God. He did not kill the king of one of the nations that God told him to. Samuel said God, Samuel, the guy, the prophet, said that told Saul to go to this nation and kill every man, woman, child, every dog, every cow, everything, because it was a very evil nation. They were putting their children in the fire. They were sacrificing. They were having sex with animals. He told them to kill them. Well, they disobeyed. Saul disobeyed God, and so therefore he lost the kingdom. Also, this guy pointed out that the bankers were involved in this war, and they were. The bankers have financed both sides of the war. So I would, if I'd have been there with Stonewall James, I would have said, "You damn right, you raise the black flag and you kill every last one of those invading demons." Put them to the sword. That's the only thing they understand. That's the only thing they understand now. That's the only thing the bankers understand now. And that's what I keep trying to hammer into these milquetoast people in the church. We should show them absolutely no quarter.
It's fired up. Hey, listen, it's a shame we can't put Eddie in a time machine and take him back to 1861 and have him be a part of this conversation. He would have been the flag bearer. But certainly when you were in war, this is the mindset you have to do. And certainly America doesn't have that mindset anymore. You're going over here. They're an occupation. They're a police state in all of these nations. They're securing the borders of every nation but our own. And you listen to Stonewall Jackson as he advocates the raising of the black flag against the Yankee invader. This was a man who epitomized a Christian soldier. This man was known for being a Christian. And Eddie, this is not the only clip that we have from the film Gods and Generals. We have a second clip. If you go to thepoliticalcesspool.org tonight and you click on the blog entry entitled Gods and Generals, you will see this clip. You'll also see a second clip, and it's a depiction in the film Gods and Generals of the Battle of Chancellorsville that focuses on Stonewall Jackson's assault on the Union right flank at that battle. The Confederacy prevailed in this pivotal battle, despite being outnumbered, as they always were, by a 2-to-1 margin. Union strength was estimated at 133,000, while Confederates fielded only 60,000 men. Chancellorsville was called Robert E. Lee's perfect victory because of his risky decision to divide his army in the presence of a much larger enemy force. And that decision, of course, while unusual, resulted in a significant Confederate victory. And listen, while we're talking about videos here, I want to celebrate another one of my personal heroes as a Tennessean and especially as a Memphian. Eddie the Bombardier Miller and I, back in December of 2010, on a very cold and very windy day, we went to Nathan Bedford Forest Park in downtown Memphis, Tennessee. And I vividly remember filming this video because of the extreme weather. Yes, I do too. But we did our best to show our proper respect to one of the greatest Americans to ever live. We encourage you to go to thepoliticalcesspool.org tonight and watch the video entitled James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller Visit Nathan Bedford Forrest. We give a few of our thoughts at the tomb of Forrest. The inscription on this beautiful monument, which the Political Cesspool in 2005 helped to preserve and protect as we battled Al Sharpton, and only the Political Cesspool, the SCV, other Southern Heritage groups, or so-called Southern Heritage groups, they shrunk from the fight. We stood toe-to-toe with Reverend Al Sharpton. We defended Nathan Bedford Forrest, and because of our efforts in 2005, that park still exists today. But his beautiful equestrian monument in his grave and his tomb, it has a marvelous inscription which reads, "Those hoofbeats die not upon fame's
crimson sod, but will ring through her song and her story. He fought like a titan and struck like a god, and his dust is our ashes of glory. Talking about Nathan Bedford Forrest, a man who became a self-millionaire, despite being born into poverty and having no formal education, Nathan Bedford Forrest invested a great deal of that personal fortune to aid the Confederate cause. Despite being one of the wealthiest men in the South, he enlisted as a soldier of the lowest rank. He enlisted as a private in order to further serve his country. As a major planter, Forrest was legally exempted from having to serve in the army, but he chose to do so anyway, and again, Eddie chose to do so as a private. He had no formal military training, but went on to become one of the greatest tacticians in the history of mobile warfare. He retired as a lieutenant general, and his maneuvers in combat are still studied today. He personally killed over 30 enemy combatants. He personified the definition of a man's man. Nathan Bedford Forrest, we salute you tonight, sir, during Confederate History Month on the Political Cesspool. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you'll ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
America has lost her way, lost her morning, forgotten her direction. What once protected us from leftist theories and cloud-borne wish lists of egalitarian quacks and crackpots was that our principles and values were grounded on experience. What actually worked? As settlers built new political societies from scratch, from the ground up. America was based on personal responsibility, our right to manage our own affairs without the dictation of central planners or a distant bureaucracy. But we're losing that foundation. We're losing our liberty. At www.truthbasedlogic.com, we offer arguments for which the enemies of traditional America have no answers. Truthbasedlogic.com exists to help us better understand, defend, and restore the heritage we are losing.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the final segment of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. And we have a lot to cover in this segment before the time runs out tonight, so we're going to get right to it. But first of all, again, we went into that last commercial break saluting Nathan Bedford Forrest. You know, I was giving you a little bit of the facts about Forrest's life, and you compare that to the, You compare the character and heroism that he embodied to that which can be found in today's business and political heavyweights, people giving all of their net worth to a cause that they believed in, people sacrificing their own lives, enlisting as a soldier of the lowest order in order to further serve their cause. He makes me proud to be a Memphian, proud to be a Southerner. The nation that produced men like that doesn't exist anymore, but we salute it anyway. The nation that used to be here on the Political Cesspool Radio program. And you know, Eddie, we're just kicking off Confederate History Month tonight. We still have 3 more weeks of Confederate History Month that we'll celebrate here on the air every Saturday night in the Political Cesspool Radio program. But our salute of the South isn't solely confined to 1861 to 1865. Even though the South has certainly been diluted and watered down in the years since then, the antebellum era, the South still is a different culture. It still is a different nation than the other states. And when we celebrate Confederate History Month on this radio program, we're certainly paying tribute to those brave men who fought and died in defense of the Confederate States of America, but we're also celebrating the unique Southern culture that, while diluted, still exists today. And to that end, I found the following article that we posted to thepoliticalcesspool.org rather interesting. It shows that 8 of the 10 most religious states in the country can still be found in the South. And I guess that the authors of this article couldn't bring themselves to use the word Christian. They had to use the word religious instead. But we know that the 8 of the 10 most Christian states are still here in the South. Mississippi is number 1 on that list. Also included are Alabama, Louisiana, Arkansas, South Carolina, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Georgia. So there you have it. Those 8 states are among the most 10 Christian states in the country, according to this article that we found on the internet this week. And so, you know, that's part of our cultural heritage too, Eddie. And it's something that we've always said. Western civilization, Western culture, which is white culture, wouldn't have been as great as it has been had it not been for the faith that animated our people. We've said it time and time again, and make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, Europe is also known as Christendom. Europe experienced its greatest strides under the banner of Christ, and certainly no show it takes to task the false prophets and the weak-minded, politically correct leadership of the modern-day church more than this radio program, and as Christians, I think we're in a unique position to take them to task, and we do it. But that's not to say that the faith itself that has guided our people for so many centuries is at fault. The words and gospel of Jesus Christ has not changed a bit in the last 2,000 years. Those false prophets who interpret the words of Christ have changed. In the 1950s, you wouldn't have weak leadership, politically correct leadership behind your pulpits, but now you do. And I say all that to say this: tomorrow is Easter. Easter is a day that has now become synonymous with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this is the weekend where most of the Christian world commemorates what is the pivotal point in history, which again is the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Imagine what it must have been like for his mother, his disciples, and the small band of family and friends as they watched him agonizingly gasp for air on the cross. What was going through their minds as they witnessed the most unspeakable act of injustice the world has ever seen unfold right before their eyes? How often do we find ourselves lamenting the slow and grinding death of America, our culture, and our very flesh and blood kinsmen in this degenerate age? At gatherings, we recount horror upon horror as we feel our way of life slipping from our grasp. And at the very darkest of hours, we must remember the words spoken so long ago at the empty tomb. He is not here, he is risen. To the degree that those words resonate in our hearts, they strike fear in the hearts of our enemies. The more we take them to heart, the more those who oppose us lose heart. They know instinctively what we all too easily forget. It takes only one. We don't have to take over the Republican Party or the media. We don't have to outnumber them. It only takes one. And it can happen because it did happen. And he promised that he would do even greater things through us because he would be working through us. And I ask you to take the time to ponder that promise as you
celebrate and enjoy a blessed and happy Easter with your family. And that's on behalf of all of those of us here at the Political Cesspool radio program as we prepare to go into Easter. But Eddie, take it from there. Take the microphone and elaborate upon my thoughts.
Well, James, I tell you what, it's going to be hard to follow that up. But, you know, this is the holiest day of the year for Christians. If Jesus Christ did not rise from the grave, then all else that we believe in, everything that we do, means nothing. If Jesus Christ did not rise from the grave, then all we have to look forward to is just an empty grave, you know, just a cold, hard grave. Our entire religion is based upon the Jesus Christ dying on the cross and rising again on the third day. You know, without that, there's nothing, James. And James, I'm very proud to be a Christian. I'm so proud. You know, I've only been a Christian for a little over 3 years. But James, I'm just so ashamed, so frustrated, and just absolutely puzzled at the church nowadays. The church I belong to, James, is like James and I both are a Baptist. We're a staunch Baptist. But we're both so ashamed and puzzled now because our Baptist membership seems to stand for nothing. Where, for God's sakes, is the Southern Baptist Convention during this show, for instance, or the Good Christian Bitches? I mean, there's not been one word uttered about this show. You know, I mean, where's the people, James? What I'd like to know. I mean, look at, and James, they're forever talking about sodomy and, you know, abortion and complaining about it. But James, like I pointed out, in my church alone, no one ever gets in the street. No, we don't run. You know, James, I point out there's not one person that in my church, there's nobody I know of around here in any Baptist church that runs for political office. You can't get anybody to go to a Campaign for Liberty meeting. You can't get anybody to go to an Oath Keepers meeting. You can't get anybody to defend Christianity. You can't get anybody to defend the church, James. I'm so sick of those people. I'm so frustrated and just so ashamed in some ways to be a Baptist.
Well, Eddie, I know it can be frustrating at times, but again, we have to take heart in that it's not the faith that animated our people for so many centuries that's at fault. It is the false prophets. It is the weak-minded leadership. And certainly, you know, this is a political talk show, but we don't mask the fact that as the host of this political talk show, we're Christians as well. And with that being said, happy Easter to everyone. We're going to go to a clip right now of one of my favorite hymns to take you into the Blessed Easter Sunday. We're going to play it right now live on the air.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice unchained. And just the time I leave Him, Jesus lives today.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy Easter, everybody. We'll see you next week.